Yesterday afternoon, on the first day of Black History Month in St. Petersburg, Terry Lipsey Scott, the executive director of the Carter G. Woodson African American Museum, announced a $27 million capital campaign, a new facility, 5 acres of city-donated land in the Deuces area. Following that announcement, Terry Lipsey Scott and members of City Council, members of the Pinellas County Commission, and Congressman Charlie Crist joined Mayor Ken Welsh to raise the flag at City Hall.
And thank you for joining us as we prepare to raise a Dr. Carter G. Woodson flag commemorating Black History Month in our nation. I want to thank you all for being here, and you all are very important parts of our community. I do want to recognize some of our elected leaders who are here today. I want to recognize my deputy mayor, Stephanie Owens, who is here today. If y'all just wave so folks know who you are. Our city council chair, Gina Driscoll. Council member Deborah Fix Sanders. Council member Richie Floyd. Council member Lisette Hanowitz. Councilmember Ed Montaneri and Councilmember Copley Gertis. I also want to represent our congressman who does a great job for us in Washington, Congressman Charlie Crist. And a person I'm glad I don't have to speak after today, Commissioner Renee Flowers. Are there any other elected officials that I missed?
Yes.
Okay, who did I miss?
Caprice Edmonds.
School board member Caprice Edmonds. I didn't see you back there, school board. Anyone else? So as we recognize the contributions, struggle, and achievements of Black Americans, let's take a moment to remember how far we have come in our own city. We have had historic elections for city council and for mayor. We made progress in recognizing the disparities and the impact of structural racism in our community, in creating and implementing meaningful change in economic and social equity. We also must recognize the significant work ahead of us to achieve true equity and opportunity for all residents of our city, informed by our history. History. Accurate history does matter. And that's why I'm honored to raise the Dr. Carter G. Woodson flag over City Hall in recognition of Black history. And that's also why I'm strongly supportive of the city's full partnership in the expansion of the Woodson Museum of African American History. As a fitting and worthy tribute to African American history in St. Petersburg and throughout the nation. Now, we are making progress in our city. Just last week, we broke ground on a $93 million redevelopment of the historic Jordan Park neighborhood. And that redevelopment will reimagine Jordan Park, and it will empower its residents. Thank you to the St. Pete Housing Authority members for leading it. In our recent history, we have created a 30-year community redevelopment area dedicating over $100 million to address poverty and wealth creation in South St. Petersburg. The city conducted a disparity study and a structural racism report that showed a pattern of discrimination and inequity in contracting, housing, criminal justice, and more. The fact that the Christman administration, city council, and the community were committed to ask the uncomfortable but necessary questions was admirable. But now that we have the answers, we must be resolved to do the necessary work to build a foundation of lasting equity for our city. Standing here at City Hall today, we celebrate our progress. We honor Black history, and we also look forward to the real work of building opportunities for all, creating a culture of intentional equity and inclusive governance. When we say we are St. Pete, we declare that St. Petersburg is a city where there is a place for everyone, where every life is valued and every voice is heard. We will be intentional about creating opportunity for all. We will work together to find new and innovative solutions to our most pressing issues. To those who defend the status quo and declare that you can't ask that question, you cannot mention equity or talk about factual history, we will say we can and we must. The path to progress requires direct and sometimes painful conversations. This is the type of endeavor that Congressman John Lewis called good trouble, necessary trouble. The issues of affordable housing, health and safe neighborhoods, youth opportunities, environmental and social resiliency, women's rights, human rights, civil rights, voting rights, and justice reform cannot be addressed by the status quo. For the good of our entire city, we must continue to work for the day when all who call St. Petersburg home share equitably in the prosperity of our city. This month, we recognize and celebrate Black history and the legacy of St. Petersburg's Black pioneers, which is woven into our city's history. And as we write the next chapter in our history, let us remember that by working together, we will honor our past and build a more inclusive and equitable future for all. We are St. Pete. And now I'd like to introduce the Executive Director of the Woodson African American Museum of Florida, Ms. Terry Scott.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to say thank you to those of you who are here, Mr. Mayor, Congressman, Deputy Mayor, Commissioners, elected officials. We are humbled by all of your presence here today. We gather to honor the legacy of Dr. Carter G. Woodson, commonly known as the father of Black history. His desire and tenacious efforts to launch Negro History Week in 1926 cannot be understated. 4 years shy of a century, we are still faced with a longing desire for Black history to be taught, appreciated, celebrated, and included in the annals of American stories. In the voice and desperate plea of Dr. Martin Luther King, I ask today, how long? How long?
How long?
As we gather to raise the Woodson flag as a preserver of African American history, I would be remiss if I failed to acknowledge the first time this flag was raised in 2016 in our city by then Mayor Rick Kreisman. A day for the history book. However, the significance of this date, at this time, in this space, is like none of us.
Yes, sir.
It too represents a history that will be documented and commemorated for years to come. Today is the first time in our country's history that an African American mayor will raise a flag in honor of Dr. Carter G. Woodson's legacy and Black History Month over a governmental entity. A history maker, not only in our city, but across the world.
Yes.
The Woodson African American Museum's board, staff, friends, and residents of this great city remain humbled by this month-long commemoration of Black excellence and achievements. We are proud to be the trailblazing entity, setting the example of respect, inclusion, and the beacon of light to usher us through a dark past represented by this nation's history. More than 30 30 years ago, I stood on those very steps here at City Hall as a city employee with St. Petersburg's then only African-American elected official, Dr. David T. Welch. He was not only a council member, but at one time he served as our city's vice mayor. The journey we took together, representing then the office of mayor and city council, prepared me for this day. Yes. His words on those steps, even then, were, "I want this city to become a better place for my children and my children's children." I think he knew how prophetic those words were, because when becoming mayor was no longer his personal dream, he began to imagine it for his son. Mayor Welch, I think I can personally speak on behalf of your daddy. But this day, he would say, "Son, you've done me proud." As a Carter G. Woodson ambassador, I know Carter G. would say, "As a brother of our illustrious fraternity, you exemplify our principles of manhood, scholarship, perseverance, and uplift." Mayor Welch, on this day in our city and across the United States, we celebrate your African-American history and those who came before you, on whose shoulders we stand. In closing, I ask that we all reflect upon these words as we strive to make this city best. Who are we but the image of grace and mercy? Who are we but the reflection of what is found within? Who are we but servants with different tasks? Who are we but examples of excellence destined to achieve greatness? We are the faces of a city on the water's edge, basking in the glow of the most beautiful rays of sunlight. We are but a tapestry of God's greatest work of art. In this space, at this time, we stand united.
Yes.
Because we are St. Petersburg. I think we will now raise the flag.
All right.
Every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the roar. Sing a song full of the faith that the darkness has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun, our new day has begun. Let us march on till victory.
Flag-raising ceremonies yesterday afternoon at City Hall for Black History Month and the announcement of a $27 million capital campaign to build a new Carter G. Woodson African American Museum in St. Pete near the Deuces.